when they're shining before us. And I enjoy those pop songs, whether the rock or country, about that include fire or flame. Maybe, I'm sure you'll know this one. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. I'm not sure that's the direction we're going in today. Or how about Johnny Cash? I fell into the burning ring of fire. I bet y'all can sing it. I went down, 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 and the flame went up higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Someone asked me how I wore black today. Whenever I talk Johnny Cash, I have to. Here's a different approach to this. Maybe you remember this little gospel hymn that came up yesteryear. I think I was still a young lad when this came up. It is better that we light just one little candle than to stumble in the dark. Better far that you light just one little candle. All you need's a tiny spark. If you know, sing it with me. If we'd all say a prayer that the world would be free, a wonderful dawn of the new day we'd see. And if everyone lit just one little candle, what a bright world this would be. I think I got a sense that a few of you know it. So today, opposite to this sense of love and peace that is caused by a gentle fire, Jesus in today's gospel takes us in a different direction with the most different challenge. In one sense, we could relate this to what's going on out in the west of our nation with all these summer forest fires and houses that are getting burned in Colorado and always California, and this weekend, I guess Utah is one of the big ones, and Oregon just continues. So that creates quite a challenge in itself. But Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what's can't believe Jesus used this word, at least in the New Revised Standard Version. And what stress I am under until it is completed. Did any of us ever think that Jesus would use the word stress and feel stressful? I learned this week that licorice is good for that, for stress. Wow. What a contrary piece of the gospel. Jesus declared, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. What does it mean? Jesus states that he is under stress. It is so hard to imagine from the Prince of Peace, from our guiding light, our eternal hope, our Emmanuel, our Messiah, our Christ, which would declare such as this. I wish it were about the exciting fire, like the pop songs of yesteryear. Because Jesus did speak so strongly of peace, and you've heard me preach at different times, and I'm sure your other preachers of the past have done the same. One of the peace scriptures, Mark 9:50, salt is good, but if the salt becomes unsalty, with what will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. John 14, 27. Very important words of Jesus. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. This is a scripture that we sing. John 16, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you have peace. And finally in Matthew 28, that all-important chapter, my peace I give to you. So, yes, Jesus is that Prince of Peace by his words. So pastors and theologians, it's fascinating to go online and look them up on this passage. One says, her sermon title, Not Peace But Division. Where have you witnessed the truth that sometimes faith divides? Have you also witnessed reunion once more? Here's another pastor. These words remind us that Jesus keeps us in the tension of longing and looking. On one hand, we yearn for peace. We hunger and reign for God, or for God's reign. We thirst for what is to come, but our prophetic vision cannot blind us to the reality that surrounds us. From a book, it is difficult to overemphasize how revolutionary Jesus is being in stressing loyalty to him and kinship with those who are also loyal to him over family. Here's a sermon, not peace, but a sword. My normal tendency is to be a peacemaker, not a rabble-rouser. So while this passage causes me some difficulty, I'm glad it is in the Bible. Be interesting to dig into the rest of that sermon. Another theologian. This is not a text one would choose for a sermon on ecumenism, unity, or is it? Here's the one we often relate to this passage. It's called The Consequences of Christ's Coming. If Jesus is coming to the earth to bring fire upon it, the fire of divine wrath, which he says comes out of that verse 49, and if men are responsible for their decisions concerning him, then men had better seek to be reconciled to him before that final day of judgment arrives, when it will be too late. Is that what this passage is about? One says, this passage is about justice. The present time, who did I drive by this morning? He goes on to say, yes, I drove by a prison. It's just down the street from my house or a jail. And who's in there that has a special need? Or I drove by a hospital, and who needs that? I drove by a homeless person on the street. What is my calling? He said, this Jesus is angry. He is red in the face and stating, forget about the end times. Forget about someday. Quit yakking about my return. Analyze this present time. It's obviously divided on interpretation of this passage. But as I was looking online through all these various sermons and theological statements, here's one, a UCC colleague, thought that, better check that one out, pointed out, back to songs, folks, that Garth Brooks, Standing Outside the Fire, is an appropriate commentary on this text. Imagine that. The song is really an encouragement to stand in the fire. Possible sermon title. So I went with it. Standing in the fire. So let's take a look at Garth Brooks and just put that into our thinking. Anybody not know who Garth Brooks is? Okay. All right. I think we're going to have that up on the screen. Oh, we got the song and everything. Well, let's listen. Word shame. Getting burned. Showed this song to my son yesterday. He's an old Garth Brooks fan, and he said, "Well, Dad, that's about someone jumping in the fire of love with a, you know, a lover." And I said, "Yeah, maybe." Because let's take that element out of it and think about another fire that we stand outside of. And we in the church, do we stand outside the fire that Jesus has declared? It's a pretty frightening fire after all. And Garth Brooks' song is really a challenge, calling us to step into the fire of our life. Life is not tried, but merely survived. If Jesus calls us to enter into the fire of life, even amidst the stress and the many challenges of life, by the time Luke was called, and by the time Luke decided to write a gospel, It was a challenging time. In many ways, it's similar to this time, as Egypt explodes and Syria has exploded. And we see explosions around the world, North Korea potentially. That was an exploding time. We have to remember that when Luke was writing that gospel, Jerusalem had been burnt. It was gone practically. Christians were hiding. So what fire was Jesus talking about? That's why he goes to that passage. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. The world is already divided. There are already sons and fathers that are divided. It's kind of like our civil war here in this nation. And now we're divided on different things here in the United States. Think of those generational divisions. We call one the GI generation, or the greatest generation, the silent generation, the baby boomers, the Generation X, and the Generation Z. How many generations do we have present here today? I know there's a few that we don't have here. And that's the ones we worry about, right? Where are those young people? Those generation, well, we might have a few X's here today. Couple Z's here today, maybe. But we also have dysfunctionalism in our families. The one preacher said called his sermon a stressful sermon. By and large, we avoid conflict and division within our congregation at all costs. Yet here Jesus is talking about bringing that subject up. We want peace, and moreover, call Jesus the Prince of Peace. Yet just how now Jesus says that's not what he's coming to bring. So as the church faces the dynamic culture changes, spreading about throughout the world and the violence throughout the world, stress abounds. We're allowed to feel that stress. Are we willing to stand within the fire? All culturally, you already have chosen your cultural differences from the past, from when the church was so grown and exploding around our nation, when there was, you know, but now there's TV and sports and soap operas and pop songs and freeways and fast cars and on and on and on. How much do they pull us away from being willing to stand in the fire that Jesus calls us to jump in? What is that fire today in the world? For me, it's jumping into the life of social justice. Many of you are aware that that's a significant part of my life. One day, I was called to join church leaders from all across America at the White House to discuss the subject of torture at Guantanamo Bay and torture elsewhere by our nation, our military, our CIA in the world. So we had the discussion and we all shared around the table and we talked to the White House staff and they talked back and dialogue was okay. Leaders of the United Church of Christ were there. I was ready to depart, shaking hands with people, walking out of the room, and the head of the White House staff that day, ahead of this meeting, called me by name, said, "Reverend Sparks, you're from West Virginia. I need to talk to you." I said, "Sure. Be glad to talk." He said, "I just want you to know and want your thoughts on this. Today, the president is declaring that there will be no more mountaintop removal in the mining world." And I said, haven't heard a thing. He said, "Yes, I just got off the phone with Governor Manchin." I said, "You've done what?" I said, "Then I need to leave and catch a plane immediately." He said, "Well, why is that?" I said, because West Virginia's going to blow up. All of our streets, whether small towns or bigger ones, will be in a grave crisis, and I need to get there and talk peace. I immediately called the governor's office. The governor was out of state, and the governor's staff said, we don't know about that. I called friends around the country. They said, oh, it's in the headlines in this city, but in this over here, West Virginia, what didn't he make the papers? So I have no idea if the fact that the president did not call for that day was a factor that I influenced or not. But I jumped in that fire, and I've been in that fire. In Hebrews today, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. We're called to leap in, to take the jump. Maybe you've already taken it in your life. It doesn't have to be in social justice, but it has to be around Jesus and the church and the hope for the world. There are 102 popular pop songs about fire and flame, but there's love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, waiting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire, standing outside the fire, says Garth Brooks. But Jesus says this, the words that he leaves with us. My peace I leave unto you, my peace I leave unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. My peace I leave unto you. Amen.